What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, before I start this article, let me go ahead and give you a heads up. This will be a heavier article because, unfortunately, there was some collateral damage. And I'm pretty sure you understand what I mean when I say collateral damage. Just like Michael Hite. Remember, I covered that article. That guy took out his entire family, including the monster-in-law. Yeah. However, come to find out a few months later, he actually released a statement as to why he did what he did and the abuse that he actually suffered behind closed doors. However, the lamestream media made sure to bury that article as soon as they could. Now, in this situation, there's a whole lot that went on behind the scenes. Now, let's get into the article that was sent to me by Jay White that was published on the 3rd of April. Retired U.S. Marine faced divorce threat before stabbing wife 28 times. And unfortunately, his son 4 times in Broward. Gentlemen, what have I always said about divorce? Yeah, I know I was the first guy in the space to say this. Divorce is a declaration of war. And I think the last person that you want to bring up the subject of war to would be a veteran. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A retired U.S. Marine accused of stabbing his wife 28 times and his 3-year-old son 4 times in Broward County had served in Iraq and suffered from PTSD and a TBI injury. Relatives told police, according to records released on Wednesday. For those of you who might not know what PTSD is, post-traumatic stress disorder, and TBI, traumatic brain injury. So, this man had already gone through so damn much. See, these are the costs of war and the military that normies do not understand fully. Before the terminations on March 26th at his house in Plantation, Giancarlo Aponte suffered from depression, was in quote-unquote constant pain, had a delayed a TBI-related surgery in January, and had recently seen a physician with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, relatives told police. Aponte, 40, complained about having sleep issues lately and started taking Ambien. He was trying new medications to help regulate his emotions, according to Plantation Detective Sarah Shout's request for an arrest warrant. So, this guy was so broken by his service. However, his wife, for whatever reason that we're going to get into later, decided, you know what? I'm going to start another war with you. Broward County court records show Aponte had been married 3 times. His first 2 marriages had ended with divorce, and his third was about to end too. Court records show his first wife filed for divorce a few months after the war in Iraq started in 2003. Wow, nothing like getting a Dear John letter while deployed. And he filed for divorce from his second wife about 5 years after the war in Iraq ended. The police investigation into the termination that ended his third marriage revealed Aponte and Sarah Ashley Gama, who had a baby boy about 4 months ago, were having marital problems. The 38-year-old mother of his 2 sons was considering a divorce, i.e., she declared war on him and was going to use the full might of the divorce industry, the family court industry. On March 25th, Gama's searches on her iPhone included, quote unquote, "Just found out my husband cheated on me years ago," at about 5 p.m. and quote unquote, "How does alimony work in Florida?" at about 6:30 a.m. on March 26th, records show. Well, gentlemen, you know what she was going after? I'm going to reveal that when I'm done with the article. A few hours before the March 26th terminations, there was a tense exchange between them on Facebook Messenger about his infidelity, according to the arrest warrant. Quote unquote, "I understand I broke your trust," Aponte wrote at 6:56 a.m. Soon after, Gama wrote, "You broke a lot of things. It's quite serious. You also broke our marriage vows." The tense exchange continued. Gama asked if he had also been disloyal during a trip to Colombia for his father's funeral. And at about 7 p.m., Aponte wrote, quote unquote, "I am not a good person." Wow. Talk about an absolute cheap shot. This man goes to Colombia for his father's funeral, and she asks him, "Were you dealing with women there too?" Man, I know, gentlemen, some of you would kind of feel sorry for this woman, but these details make me say, I can't feel sorry for you. During their investigation into the terminations, police found video cameras in the home that recorded the sounds of Aponte and Gama arguing about his infidelity and later the horrifying sounds of violence, according to an arrest warrant. Quote unquote, "I hope those videos, everything you got, and all that stuff from the Super Bowl, where she was skinny and all that you wanted, I hope it was worth it," she said at about 8 a.m., according to police records. Medical staff believed that Aponte appeared to attempt an overdose on several of his prescription medications, Shout wrote. While Aponte was treated on March 26th at the Westside Regional Hospital, police officers reported he sporadically talked while he was in and out of sleep, saying, quote unquote, "I'm sorry," quote unquote, "I am taking it," and quote unquote, "I did it." Now, That's about all I'm going to read from this article to preserve time. However, it is an extremely lengthy article, and there are details that you have to read for yourself. And gentlemen, those details, I must say, a lot of things definitely went on behind those closed marital doors. And a lot of things, gentlemen, yeah, it is way, way deeper than you think. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Got to give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 70. And once you fully read why, you will understand why this is such a high score. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to have to give this a 50. So Jean Jugular Aponte gets a score of 150. Gentlemen, I've always said this. I'm the one who came up with this phrase. Divorce is a declaration of war. Now, she talked about alimony. Where was that alimony going to come from? Where was that child support going to come from? If this man was medically retired, she was going to go after that. Yeah. This man was so broken from the war, and yet she decided, you know what? Even at your lowest point, even if you did decide to step out of our marriage, I'm still going to make you pay. Now, notice something she said. Her husband, quote unquote, cheated on her years ago. Yeah. So I'm going to make you pay for something that you possibly did years ago by making you suffer today. Interesting. Oh, yeah, gentlemen, you will find out that she actually knew him before he actually got married the second time. Yeah. So actually, during his second marriage, she was in the picture. Yeah. There's a lot of details when you really read through the article thoroughly. Yeah, as much as you would want to feel sorry for her, you can't. The only person that I feel sorry for was, unfortunately, the collateral damage. That's who I feel sorry for. But yeah, that woman, oh, no. Man's vulnerable. Man's been through so much. You decide you're going to go back to the past and decide to dig that up and then use that against them? Yeah, that's pretty fucking shitty. But you know what? That is standard operating procedure. But hey, ultimately, like I said, she decided to declare war against a veteran. So guess what? His warrior instincts kicked in. And unfortunately, as we all know, with war, there will be collateral damage. That's just how it works out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who believe that you're going to use a man's past in order to beat him down in the present and destroy his future, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. A lot of you women are going to play with fire. When you get burned, it is what it is. And guess what? The power you think you have in that situation, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that when you decide to declare war, i.e. divorce your husband, you're going to be protected by the system, that's going to go out right along with it. Trust and believe, ladies, when you send a man over his limit, there will be nobody there to magically come in and say, hey, you need to restrain yourself. Mm-mm. That restraint's going to be gone. And guess what? You're going to face that man's full, unrestrained rage. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.